Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm home and it's so, so good to be home. Had a lot of thoughts this morning. And hi, by the way, thank you for all those birthday greetings. I heard them. Bless the Lord. Thank you for remembering. I guess the first morning after arriving home safely from a long flight and a long and to most people, when I think back what was happened on this trip, to most people on the earth, not you believers, you're believers, you'd believe it, but to most people it would be almost an unbelievable trip. It was so meaningful. I do hope you've been keeping up with the blogs, though it's impossible to put everything in a blog. But, you know, just I was watching the sunrise this morning and just so thankful to the Lord and, you know, how he says, bless going out, bless coming in. And the overwhelming thought, I guess thinking about my birthday in just 2 days and being home and all of the above, the overwhelming thoughts as I watched the sunrise this morning were the words of that wonderful song, all my life you've been so faithful. All my life you have been oh so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. The Lord so quickened me. He so strengthened me every step of the way. And last night, I slept all the night through at the regular time. So I'm back on Central Standard Time. And just day after tomorrow, actually on my birthday, I'm going to be best speaker for my granddaughter's meeting at Grace City Church in Harrison, Arkansas. I think we're starting a December 6th night. And I'll be speaking that night, Hannah, the next morning, and then me again on Saturday the 7th. And that's Grace City Church at 700 Cottonwood Road, 700 Cottonwood Road, Harrison, Arkansas. Harrison's not very far from Branson. And so you can go online, Hannah Brim Ministries, and find out about it. She does ask for a registration. So, bless the Lord. That's Hannah Brim Ministries. Well, we better check on Brother Max. Where in the world is he? I trust he's with us. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes. Good morning, Miss Billy. I'm here.
And where are you on this God's green earth?
I am still in Jordan. We just finished my brother's funeral. He was buried 3 days ago, and I'm leaving the state. I'm leaving Jordan here on Sunday.
Well, now, Brother Max, what's your brother's name?
Haytham.
And how do you spell that?
Let me take a look here.
Because you see, he's Max, of course, is used to spelling it in Arabic, and.
He is spelled H-A-I-T-T-H-A-M. Thank you, Clint.
H-A-I-T-H-A-M.
A-M as a Mary.
Oh, as a Mary, Haytham. Well, and I know that you you got to be, the Lord has arranged for you to be with your brother in his last days. I remember that's the first time you went home in 11 years. Was when you heard this old elder brother of yours was ill, and your life has been a witness to him. You and Quinn, and you've actually talked to him about the Lord, and then explain those last minutes you were with him. He was, I believe, in a coma, but didn't you speak to him in his ear?
I did. I spoke to him in his ear, and I told him not to hold on. The Lord is waiting for him. He's waiting for you on the gate. Be in peace. You don't have to fight living anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's the day, that's the same day that we're supposed to pray together, you and I and Quinn. Based on that phone call when we're still here in Israel. Mm-hmm. And that was Tuesday. No, when was it? My days is really, it's been...
Oh, yeah, I know you get them all mixed up.
Busy.
But anyway,
It's been busy here. Yeah.
And I was going to call Brother Max, and I was going to pray with him because You see, the devil is the one that has to do, death is an enemy, and the devil will try to withhold death sometimes, and people get caught in what Brother Hagin called the jaws of death. So you don't want to let your loved ones get caught in the jaws of death, and sometimes Satan will withhold it. So I was going to call Brother Max and Quinn, and I was going to talk to them about our doing that, you know, releasing the brother so that he wouldn't get caught in the jaws of death, binding the enemy. And the people shouldn't be trapped in a body for long, long times like that, you know, and whatever. So as a family, you can release them. And so I was going to call Brother Max and Lynn and talk about it. And what do you know? They'd already done it, and he slipped out and went on to heaven. Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Max, mm-hmm. tell me your tradition there in Jordan. What happens when someone goes on? What is the tradition among the Arabs there with you?
Well, there's 2% of the Christians here. The tradition here with among the Arabs, you bury the dead right away. So my brother passed at 4:30 p.m. and he was buried next day at afternoon.
Now, that's the same way they do it in Israel. You have to be buried Jews that practice, you're buried within 24 hours. So the same way okay. And then do the people come to your house or what?
People come to the house. You have 3 days of, people come and just say sorry for your loss. And the tradition is, you're given certain hours from this hour to this hour during the day. You're supposed to provide food for them, of course, meals. Sometimes one meal a day, sometimes 2 meals a day. And that's what we did for 3 days. Ladies sit separate from the men's. So we did it in the house here, in our house, my parents' house in Jordan. The men's came, and there's so many relatives and so many friends. Actually, friends came more than relatives to, you know, respectful of
How many people came, would you say?
Oh, I would say hundreds. Hundreds, because they came in to drink coffee. Yeah, hundreds came to the house. We
and you fed them.
People, people from the government, people from the parliament came, friends, family, first cousin, second cousin, third cousin. Now, not everybody really came because, according to them, that I'm an infidel. So some people still need prayer, so they don't want to even come or be involved in it. But, you know, Miss Billy, the Lord gave me the boldness, and I'm just walking in boldness. I refuse. Uh-huh. It's not like I refuse. They asked me to. We have a house, a family house, to have all that service in the family house. And I prayed about it in Quinn. And I'm like, no, the Lord doesn't want me even to go there. So I kept it in my house over here. So people came to the house, and I didn't go to the family house. I prayed. The Lord told us always to be wise. He always told us to be wise. So I just have to be wise. I don't want to put myself out in the wind, which I went with my brother. After the wash, we put him in a van. I sat with him in a van all the way. We took him to the mosque, and people prayed over him. Maybe some of you guys don't understand this culture, but I went in and I just plead the blood of Jesus over everybody. And,
sure.
You know, this is boldness even from me to do it. And there's so many people from the family didn't come. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we took him to the cemetery. I rode the van with him, me and one of his kids and a cousin of mine, another cousin or a niece of mine. And we went to the cemetery and we did the burial, here's what I was going to tell you. The day before, I was looking for a spot for him right next to my dad. And when I called the cemetery place, the people that, you know, they do these things, the service, they said, well, when is the funeral? I said, well, I think it's tomorrow. And he said, what do you mean you think it's tomorrow? I said, well, my brother is still alive. And he goes, sir, it doesn't work this way. It doesn't work this way. You have to make sure that, you know, you got to have a body before you call us for a spot. I said, well, It's going to be tomorrow, but I'm not sure it's going to be in the morning or in the afternoon. And because I sense strongly the day before, that day when I spoke to him, I already spoke to him that he is going to go. So I went and I have a bite, and after we had a bite, my niece was there with him in the hospital, and he called me. He said, my dad's heart is stopped. So I called the guy again and I said, well, I believe the funeral is going to be by noon. And he said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no, sir, we need a spot for him. He said, okay, so they prepared the spot. With all this to say that I really, and he couldn't have the same sense that he is going, he's got to go. I mean, and it's not like we want him to go, of course. He was healthy and good for over almost 2 years. But what happened, all of a sudden, his blood pressure dropped to 37. Mm-hmm. And with the testing came, it was 9. I never heard of such a thing. The doctor said this is unusual. So he was in a coma for 5 days. And I believe he's better off
with
being
the Lord.
With the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, Brother Max, you talked about your tradition. You have hundreds who came by there. And we all love you. We're on this line with you, and we're partners. We're prayer partners. We have traditions here. Of course, I come from the South, Southwest, you know, Oklahoma. That's my upbringing. And I'm telling you, when my grandmother that I love so dearly, I think she lived in a small town. I think she went to every funeral that was ever in that town because she knew everybody. And but she always had to make a cake. She had to make a meal. She had to make dumplings. She had to do something. And then, of course, we send flowers. Well, none of us could do any of that, Brother Max, because we are not there in Jordan with you. But this morning, it seemed like when I got up, you know, when I was watching the sunrise, there is a way that we can show our love to Brother Max. And what I thought was that we would send, like, for instance, if you were going to make a cake, it might cost you $15 for a cake. So if what I thought was that each of us could send to Brother Max, and I think this is supposed to be to Brother Max and Quinn personally, if we could send them what we would have given, if you were going to send flowers, if you were going to buy flowers, $100 or $200 spray, that's, I usually send some sprays, you know, to funerals, and whatever you were going to send, if we could just send that in. And I think Brother Max personally, and their mailing address is Post Office Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota, 55446. And that Post Office Box is 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota. Or you could go to Yeshua's Love Heals. That's YeshuaHSLOVEHEALS.com. And just send something in. Mark it for Brother Max personally. You're not going to get a tax refund on this. Oh, you can give to Brother Max and Quinn's ministry. That's great. I hope you do it and get a tax refund. But this is just something, if you were there and you wanted to drop by and you wanted to bring in, of course, your cakes, they wouldn't know what they were. They got baklava and everything else over there. But what I felt was we could just be a part of this, even though we can't, we couldn't be there with you, Brother Max. Our hearts are with you. We know how much you loved this brother and how much being a witness to all those people meant to you. As you sat there and you provided them food for hundreds for 3 days. So let us be a part of that, Brother Max, would you please? And
thank you.
And receive it in the memory of your brother and receive it as personal from us to you, from everybody on this call to you. We are so thankful. If we were there with you, we'd put our arms around you and we'd hug you and we'd say, praise the Lord, your brother is there with the Lord because of your life and Quinn's life. I know Quinn led your father to the Lord before he went. You're such a blessing to your family. You are, you know, God's own witness to your family. And we're thankful for it.
Thank you. It's been, I'm not talking financial, but it's been emotional. I'm the youngest, and he's the oldest. And
I know that, Brother Max. I know he is too. And I can tell you right now, everybody on this prayer call appreciates how God uses you and Sister Quinn. And if we were there, we'd drop by. We would add to the hundreds that drop by and tell you we love you. And so let us do this. Let us do this as a personal thing we can do. So I don't know. You folks might have some cash in your wallet. Just slip it in an envelope and send it to. You can send it to Yeshua's Love Heals, but mark it for Brother Max. How do you spell your last name, Brother Max, if they wanted to make out a check? How do you spell your name if they want to make a check out? Who would they make it to you personally?
To me personally, it's Max, M-A-X.
Uh-huh.
My middle name is Jude, J-U-D-E. My last name is Erhayim, I-R, H as in Henry, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, M as in Mary.
Okay, I-R, spell the last name again.
I-R-H as in Henry, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, M as in Mary.
And how do you say that again? Speak that. Pronounce it.
Erhayim.
Erhayim. Erhayim.
Erhayim.
Erhayim. Okay. Erhayim. So we're going to be among those that are celebrating his going with you and contributing our cakes and our flowers and our other things that we would have done in this way. Please receive them with love, dear Brother Max and dear Sister Quinn. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been going over the words that God has been speaking. Oh, my goodness. Especially the last two times, and especially the noon in Jerusalem, I had so much. We had two business meetings while we were there, and then the third, we went up to McDollarville. So they mean so much to me. And, you know, they meant something to me personally. I've been going over them, and they have such personal meetings. And I take a pencil. I write out all the scriptures, and I mark in M-A. That's Migdal-Arbel. When I think it's something that I can apply to that, and I know that our prayers, when we're going to pray today, when we pray every day, they match our name. And you're the ones that gave us our name. Some of you suggested that we be called the Worldwide Prayers. WWPs. So I know that when we pray together every Wednesday, God uses our prayers worldwide. They're going out worldwide. They're covering elections. They're covering all kinds of things, big things for Israel and the United States and all the nations. But they also go out to individual people. God knows individual people all over the world and what they need. And he's using our, when we give him our tongues, and remember how important you are, he called it all the saints in prayer. He's using that for these vast, wide uses. But you know what? I went over those prayer, and it seemed like they're just for me. In the way that only God can make them far-reaching and yet applicable to our very low own lives. I know they speak to you. And I've gone over and over the recent ones, and they seem to speak to me directly, especially concerning Migdal-Arbel. Oh, my goodness. And I just think of this one. Noah chose to trust in me. Though the building was many years, that spoke to me. It spoke to me, Billy Brim, you trust in me. The building's been many years, but now it's coming on and together. And there was the day that the ark sailed. So just so many things. And I've just been meditating them all this morning. I meditated them before I would have a business meeting with Nir. And my last business meeting with Nir was a three-hour one on the day we left, and it was so encouraging. We went over lots of details, and one thing I found out is how much it will take to finish this project. What it will take to finish this project is $20 million. Now, there's a time that would have just, in my natural, I'm telling you right now, that just, I couldn't even think about it. But he has given me the gift of faith for this project. And I learned that if we had $20 million really soon, we could finish the project in 18 months. If we do it otherwise, you know, it's going to take longer. But I got to thinking this morning of all the prayer power of this company, this prayer company. And this is what I've decided to do. I believe I have the leading of the Lord on it, too. Next week on the morning call, I'm going to ask each one of you and all of you, if you can, we're going to go to the Lord with a definite petition for this amount, and I'm going to ask you to agree with me for it. Nothing is impossible to God. So if you can, this week, I'm asking you to increase your faith concerning prosperity and finances. And you do that by reading the scriptures. And then next week, we're going to go out to God and make our petition for $20 million together. Just think how much faith all of us together are. I mean, I believe we got that thing whipped. We're going to beat the enemy. We're going to send out the angels after. It's going to be next Wednesday on our 8 o'clock call. I thought about doing it on the noon call because I'll try to be out to Prayer Mountain next Wednesday noon. But we have more people on the morning call. So we're going to do it on the morning call. I'm going to ask all my family if they'll be on the call with me. And I'm going to kind of announce it around, you know, and get all that faith and power. And we're going to go out to God for it. And it's done. We're going to call it done in Jesus' name. Isn't that exciting? Praise the Lord. Do you agree with me, Brother Max?
Yes, amen. We'll take our authority.
Uh-huh. That's exactly
well, we're taking
right.
it today and for sure, but we're going to take it again next Wednesday morning. Praise
yeah.
the Lord, yes.
For yeah. this very specific thing, I'm asking everybody, the way you increase your faith is you read the scriptures concerning those things and meditate them. I'm going to meditate on those scriptures that he gave us this last week, too, as well as those that, and we'll have our faith built up. You can build your faith, you know. And we'll have our faith built up. We'll go out after it. We'll get it. And I'd really like to have it. They gave me several. We can do it in phases. We can do this. We can do that. But if we have this amount, when we get this amount all together at the beginning, the project can be finished in 18 months. So that's really what I believe is the will of the Lord. I'm telling you the power of prayer. And he calls us a company, his company yeah. of prayers. He's taught us. He's brought us. Each one of us, I know I have people tell me all the time, Max, that their prayer life has grown since they've joined this prayer company.
Yes,
that it's matured.
Yes.
That it's more than it used to be. That it's real. I know, Brother Hagin, you always say it's more important that young people have a prayer life and learn how to have a prayer life than it is to have a college education. Well, nowadays we've kind of seen how college educations are not what they used to be. But at that time, it was really important years and years ago that people do that, they felt. But now, folks, to have a prayer life, to have God guiding you and leading you, through your, remember he told us not long ago in our prayer that how we do this is we have a relationship with him. And praise God, hallelujah. So I think pretty well everybody on this call, those of you who are really happy to be on this call and your motives are pure, you're not just a spectator, but you're a participator. I think every one of you to a man. And I would kind of like if you would send an email and you would just tell us what this prayer call means to you. I'd like that. I'd like that. And I know that it's helped you. It's helped you, whoever you are, Tom or Mary or Kevin or William or Vanessa or Renee, whoever you are, if it's helped you, I know it's helped you, because I know that it's helped Billy Brim. And Father, oh my Father, we just wanted to thank you and praise you and give you glory. All our lives you have been faithful. All our lives you have been oh so good. With every breath that we are able, we will sing, praise, tell of the goodness of God. Vivratoshke dinger de gobrakta. Simena koala kobre helikabra katanje de godoshke tapre. Mangoro godohu fraktia de kohola kabraktia de kohojende de katianga. Kele mandong garagadanja na kohoro kobre keri kabrakia Francesco paprika le kokopre. Ila kambre kore goho tombre kore goho shakya na kohoro kotoshka tambre. Isha to tia na kohore konga na kohoro kotoshka. Ibili du shwata tambre kata kahavrakya noro kotoshka tambre kata kai. Elimaniano nani ne kora badashka tambrika tagadashkandie. Igala kaha frangde de kombrakyana nunje no koshka tambrika tagaha bakya. Pili huchu da da kanya no kombrika tagaha shaya na kambrika tagadu shakye. Brudu shwa matito. Bili duru kombrika fretol njere godo isha chonde. Igeli go ga kaprati vrba da kahaya na kohoro kodoshka te chandoro godora kapitio. Ile doho shakya na kohoro manaki. Ali doria ba onye na kwashe tele koho dobre. Igeli gambrofra kota hele konga akya to te do koho jekye na kohoro manaki atoki. Ebele to shwa. Ebele te shatanje de godoshka. O sabrika le koholete. Kambile ho chua, toro ko tohi she dambre, ke apre ko toshke nipra. Mele to ho chua. Kele ko tare baratinyo no kohora ka difra. Micho no kohora ko toshke dambre, kada ka dashka. Kami na kohora ko toshke dambre, kada ka lahalita, kada ka ho shangye, ne ko toro ko toshke. Ma kohora toshke da kongara ka dishko. Ele baratuhu shandye. Kali vele bo nyane kwa ya kile kabratye. Ije doho rapa latye to marshenye. Ivili du bra brikora kodi andora godoshke de breke to plaka lakaya na kumbrika de katache. Ije de manwa. Ato to goho jenge ni koro kode de gambraktya na koro katyakta. Kale kovre de frato to doshke de braktya anglora go doshke de kakangarata. Imili dushwa va koro kodanje ili kapra. Imili nunyuara dele kovre ke di goho le kavradya na koro kandye ne kotoro go doshke de katote de goho jenge ne kutuche. Kiri ka halai, ili kangarata, frakata godola kombe, kiri ka ka, ili kohoro ko pebi atonye, ili kohoro ko tashke, ili beratishka tanche, nyano, ninyo. Pinti vri paha shetielo, ho, kiele vela baratieto. Iga la bro, ya no 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 biata. Le menyon aya. Kibro toshke. Kibro toshke. Kaminyato pikanyo. Mendoni bra.
Ishehetalito kevado misa. Gebacho no copre y salo to feira. Miña coladi. Cobre il prato, cobre il fiato, capre che figlio tabra, caffè, nica. E li darà caha, e ne ne corre con te, e già ne cara, ma ne accagna, e ne cala cabre, che ne calasca capre. Ishana makaha brikataha lakyanto no koprakya no kahara kabre. Meshtianto brikadikahari. Me nikala barataha shangya nikatyandara gadoshki. Ishatoro kohoro kombrakya prakataya nakahala kambre. E je de kohoro kopre ile kangara kada abre kala kaya na kaka. E je toro manaki la kohoro kabra hala kita. E ve li kambra kya na kohoro kata apteshe de kombra. E je de kotoro manani andoro kotoro se kya na kora patikyo. E ni li kohoro kopre kya na kala kabra kya na kotoshke de bra kya franganje de kotoshka. I kalaka breka freheli antam prakato koho jangyo doko ochi doko ola kabrakye. I sheta hara kombre kate koho le kabrakye on doko tonje ne kondoshke di kabrakye. I jene kore kale kabre gene kore manani aktore godabri kale kofrekye aton jengye. I jene kondoshke tabri kate koho le kafra e janto doko onje di kondoshke di prak. Ele compracte a frandiero non o compite di calda caia. Ele manioro do joato, rogotosca tabica de cohor con gara cattiglia. E je de cohor con gara cadiando le bene panciando rogotosce chiatto. Che le cohor can garacchia, cacchi le condiotto rogotosce chiatta. E je de cohor a te, e je de cohor macai. E li due due shuatara kombrekte, vrakoto diando, e li kombra, e li kombrekte, bijwa, bijwa niande, gigi gomba, di li gombakara, e je li konkaki, li doro kombrevre, di li shuntoro goja, doro gombabi, li kompre. E vi li due shuatara kombrekte dika, ah, le morontanie ima qua. Oh, le balita, yo na mi no. Igele kahalai. Ishti anto prekota koho chande de koho jande de kum josh katabre. Tifra koto ho shete de koho lo kapra. Ije de koho lakita. Ika la kamprake. Ije de koto de koho shakya na kora. E di copre delle coprette che calarai attaccai. Caffricate cohore cambapi. Caffricala cohore cotondia de co occe de co o le magnata. O le magnata cohore cataisca tance di cotosca. E di copre vrato tatacai anacaha alla gabra cate incete. Isciatora, isciatora, isciatora. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bidu gombrev katish kataya. Oji de ka li te ne varatone ne kaka. Manyo, 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 ni koro bile kaya nanko le dobi tahali da tahali da tahali da gangya socha. Ishata kohora patishko. Mango do kohora katitia. Iji di kongravre di li kombraktia farate. Ale kombraktia frakoto o letania. Letania mia konge. Tanya mia coca. Ah, peredushka, danje de gora catale coca, brica de gongangia. Elemanuadore, bedijuadore, gobre beleca, haya, na coracoda de congara catincha. Oh, my father. Pele doshwa, pele doshwa, pele doshwa. Kale kora manakia. Me to go for ship. Italo copre kata hai. Kelvre kore tatia. Me letania nakala. Me belitatia nakoro kotoche. Eshato, eshato. Gravi daliandara kohore kangonga. Bacio nakara. Ishitara gubrevre di shatara gongonga la kakai. Ale gangale vele bari anon yene kore koton yene koti akta. Kishatara kohore kapit. Mangolo kupreti akto para kataya nakahala kaya nakakai. Dus wat was zeker de gooswa, mezotopra? O vader, my father. Gonga latitia tafraje na nie. Heze de kwakarakaya. E de gangarakakaya lela. Petua shote pre. Yani, kore kohle kai, kave kotoro koprakia no kope, ijana matwa toro kodara koble kati kafra katone, ibili dva mesho to chapra kafri katonje, eshe tada kohoro kongora katahaya na kahala kanga. Ishi de kohora shote de kohora kambrakya na kongjange. Ishi otoro kohora kambrakya. Imi goro kopretya takafre. Ishi otoro kohora kambrakya na kohora maniko. Ekele kafrakya na kongkora manakale tere kangaria. Ishi de kohora shete na kohora makaka. Kele koka? E edi compra che tu freddi di concorrattia. E le caprecchie, e gene macaia, caprica la holle. O te, di hanno la cohora capaia, hanno coro cotto pacallito. E gene gojoa, maduro gubravra di giunto. Oh, le attacchia, my father. Oh, palatitia non gheli capra. E sho le mele pagno no cola balitito do comprica ba e je ne cora capra che ma tu lo copre che me de no compre fra tasche che de godoshka che ve la do ro capito to ca bahalai Gere ganga, ya tada koto ho shek, ya tada koho sham gere koto, tada koto shke. Mele donya na kora manaki da koho shek, ya di koto ho shak, ya. Evele doshwa, nana kombre tefe, betu du du chwa. Givra dosh kanjan do koko, ya toro gonchong, gere gonjong, toro gondong, tada do koho shak, ya. Kale kafra kato koho sheke. Kabri kadanje de ganjange de koto ho shakchekte de koto ho shakchakta. Kere kafra kato na kompre kiti kadaha shangye ne kadash kanje ne kadash ka. Kebre koto ho shangye ne ganjyo na koto shkite kadash ke. Ikala kaharya na na koho re patafra para koho re kambre kye. E se di correte l'età per quanto coho lecce. Che vre cote andare coho scettia di cotopre. Canga la capri, cala cangaracchia, ne coho la caprecchia. Ishidi ko ka prakalakai. Bandyo no kohoro katayana kahalala. Kivaro kotoshka tanjanda kotoshka manjanda kamjanda kotoshka. Kendra kohoro kam prakite kotoho shetyana kotoshka tambika de kohola kamble. Kivra kataha shetyana kohombika de kalatya. Kivere doshka tanje, magoro kotola brakatita. Kelekapai, mato, mato, mato. Kavrikala kangara kataha shaitya. O lataya na kanga. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you for things large and praise you for things small. Praise you, my Father, for everything. Praise you for all. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving for the breath and life we are living. We praise you, O Lord, in one accord. You have caused us to be a company of prayers. Welded us together as one. One in the Father, one in the Spirit, and one in the Son. Oh, how we do praise you and thank you for this day. Thank you for Wednesday Moeds, oh Lord, when we pray. And hear from heaven in a voice that is clear. Oh Father, you are so very near. And we lift up with lips of praise, giving you the korban of our lips this very day. We worship and adore you. Help us live our lives for you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Our hearts are full today. Brother Max, are you there?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. The Lord starts with Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13. Romans 15:1-5, verse 13. Okay, next statement. No one can be against you. No one can be against you, my children. No one can be against you, my children. Be strong in me. Be strong in me, and nothing can separate you from me. That's almost a scripture here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it again. No one can be against you, my children. Be strong in me, and nothing can separate you from me. And that
Hallelujah.
Is the statement. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Then the Lord gave us 2 Thessalonians 3:16-16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Isaiah 26:3. Yeah, that's a 3. Isaiah 26:3. Next statement. When you pray with my friend and prophet, you shall be in peace. Keep your mind and what I say. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
When you pray with my friend and prophet, you shall be in peace. Keep your mind in what I say.
In what I say.
That's a statement. Romans 12:18. Romans 12:18. First Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Next statement. In my mighty mighty, in my mighty hands with an S, behold, in my mighty hands, behold, I am your God. I am your God and Lord. Lie down, L-A-Y. Lie down.
Lay down.
Lay down, sorry. It's L-A-Y, yeah. Lay down, okay. Lay down in my peace. Lay down in my peace. Your safety will come from me. Oh, there's more to it. Okay. Your safety will come from me. The time of love, the love for one another. That's the statement. I'll read it again. In my mighty hands, behold, I am your God and Lord. Lay down in my peace. Your safety will come from me. The time of love, the love for one another. And that is the statement. Praise the Lord. All right, next statement. Oh, it's a scripture. 1 Corinthians 14:1-4, verse 33. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Proverbs 12:20. Do you hear the bird behind me? Maybe not.
Oh, I have got birds right out my window, and I've been watching them all the morning. And you've got birds there accompanying you.
I got birds here, yeah. It's dark here, but I don't know. There's birds singing. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14:33, Proverbs 12:20. You know, Miss Billy, this happened last week too. I believe when we were on a prayer call, these birds were singing.
You know, just think about it. I love birds. I really enjoy birds, and He's put them all over the world to sing and praise Him. The Bible calls them the voices in the branches that He put there to praise Him. And they're praising Him along with us today.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Proverbs 12:20. Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2. All right. Next statement. So Isaiah 12:2. Next statement. I am your God, and I will prepare you. Yeah, that's prepare. I am your God, and I will prepare you, church. Oh, Trump, Israel, I will prepare you all today for what yet to come. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your God, and I will prepare your church. Trump, Israel, I will prepare you all, ALL, today for what yet to come. Thank you, Lord. We are ready. I'll read it again. I am your God, and I will prepare you, church. Trump, Israel, I will prepare you all today for what yet to come. He told us that before. He is preparing us for what yet to come. This prayer for what yet to come, I just remembered.
Yeah, the whole prayer, assignment. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Our assignment, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Second Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. I think he gave this one a lot. Second Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Matthew 11:28. Exodus, the book of Exodus 15, verse 2. Exodus 15, 1, 5, verse 2. Next statement. Be strong. You know that I will not fail you. Be strong. You know that I will not fail you, children. And I shall fight for you. In prayer, because I am faithful to you all. All right, I'll read it again here. So the statement, again, read like this. Be strong. You know that I will not fail you. My children. I will not fail you, my children. Yeah. So it read like, I will not fail you, my children. I'm going to put a period here. And I shall fight for you in prayer. Well, that's the statement. And I will fight for you in
prayer. I shall, or
because, I
will?
I shall. If I said I will, okay. I apologize. I shall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I shall fight for you in prayer. Because I am faithful to you all. That's the statement. I'll read it again. I just don't want people to be confused with this here. Be strong. You know that I will not fail you, my children. And I shall fight for you in prayer. Because I am faithful to you all. Next scripture is Psalm 31, 3, 1, verse 24. Psalm 31, 24. 1 Corinthians 16, 1, 6, verse 13, 1, 3. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. See next statement. See the strength and power. There's no the or any of that. So I'll read it again. See the strength and power. Oh, you have in me. Okay, that makes sense. See the strength and power you have in me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. Church. keep the faith that you have in you, the faith I give you. Remember, you have all authority. Wow, that's really long. I will read it again. See if there is more to it. Oh, yeah. On the second page, there is more to this. Okay, I'll read this again, and then I'll flip the page here. See the strength and power you have in me. Don't be afraid of them, church. Keep the faith that you have in you, the faith I give you. Remember, you have all authority. So I'll read it again one more time, maybe a little faster. See the strength and power you have in me. Don't be afraid of them, church. Keep the faith that you have in you, the faith I give you. Remember, you have all authority.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We were talking about taking authority earlier. All right. Oh, this is I believe this is also continuous to that, because I don't have a line. When I don't have a line in the beginning of the sentence, that means it's all together.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue on. Just go with remember, you have all authority from me. I am here to love. Love. So write it twice. I am here to love, and fight for you. You know that you need me, and I am for you. That's a long statement, and that's the end of it. So I'm going to just catch on from the authority. Go back to, like, remember, you have all authority. The rest of it is from me. I am here to love, and fight for you. You know that you need me, and I am for you. So that's the full statement. Start with see the strength and end with I am for you. That's all in one statement. All right. Next scripture is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians 2, 8. James 1. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. James 1. 5 through 8. So Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Ephesians 2, verse 8, James 1, verses 5 through 8. Next statement. This one probably a little long too. Give the envelope here. My answer to you, and them. To have faith in me and my words with an S, WORDS. The evidence, that's evidence. The evidence of all things you seen, SEEN, keep your hope and wisdom in the power of your God. My grace with you. This morning, my grace with you this morning and all the time. I'll read the statement again. My answer to you and them to have faith in me. And my words, the evidence, evidence, I'll use evidence, the evidence of all things you've seen. Keep your hope and wisdom in the power of your God. My grace with you this morning and all the time. And that is the statement. Praise the Lord. Then he gave us Mark 11, 22, 3 through 24. I know these for sure. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Next statement. There is no fear, but all the love from me. And the thoughts I have for you, church. Lean, L-E-A-N, lean on me. Do you understand? I'll read it again. There is no fear, but all the love from me. And the thoughts, with an S, the thoughts I have for your church. Lean on me, do you understand? And that is the statement. Oh, we're almost done here. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I might say right here that Brenda will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. I'm not going to be because I'm going to be, resting. And so we will begin at 15 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are, 12:15 here in the central. I imagine it's 8:15 or 9:15 for Brother Max. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you once again, Lord. We are so, so very thankful for this prayer assignment and that you actually speak to us through your word. We're just so thankful. And Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. You know, recently the Lord had me use this for a text to some people that were really, they were having to believe for some tough things, health for the beloved. And the Lord had me use this for a text
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. There needs to be a joy and a peace in your believing. It's kind of like Brother Hagin used to tell this little story about a little boy that said, scared prayers don't work. So there needs to be a joy and peace in believing so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. No one can be against you, my children. Be strong in me, and nothing can separate you from me. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now, may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting. It's just 16, just the 16th verse. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. I'm telling you, folks, that peace he gives us, the peace that comes from being whole. And Isaiah 26:3, I know what this scripture is. And you do too. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. And the Hebrew here reads, you will keep him in shalom, shalom. Whenever you want to have anything to the fullest, you say it twice. Shalom, shalom is peace to the uttermost. Hallelujah. When you pray with my friend and prophet, you shall be in peace. Keep your mind in what I say. Don't let your minds run around, folks, and in fear and all that stuff. You take hold of that mind. Sister Rachel T. Patiller, if she was praying and her mind was kind of running off, she'd say, come back here, mind. We're praying. So keep your mind. You can do it. You've got charge of your mind. Keep your mind in what I say. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amplified reads, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. In my mighty hands, behold, I am your God and Lord. Lay down in my peace. Your safety will come from me, the time of love, the love for one another. And when this scripture came, when this statement came at the first, I thought, there's somebody out there among you been having a hard time sleeping because your mind is going to worry and care about certain things. This is telling you right here, lay down in peace. He keeps you safe. He loves you. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. I'm going to read you that in the New American. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. And that is the King, that is the King James. I shall read it to you in the New American. Behold, God, and that word is El, E-L, is my salvation. And that word salvation is Yeshua. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God, and that is his ineffable name twice. You might say Jehovah, Jehovah. That means to the nth of God is your strength and your song. And he has become my, and again the word is salvation or Yeshua. Remember, the Lord said to name him Yeshua, for he would save his people from their sins. His name is salvation, Yeshua. I am your God, and I will prepare you, church, Trump, Israel. I will prepare you all today for what yet to come. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weakness, of my weakness, so that the power of Christ, or the Anointed One, may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What Paul means here is they don't faze me, because he knows that God's grace is sufficient, and God, and in any a human frailty that we have, then that's what where God can show his strength the most. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him and habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Be strong. You know that I will not fail you, my children, and I shall fight for you in prayer because I am faithful to you all. Psalm 31:24. Be strong and of good courage, all you who wait in the Lord. That the King James reads, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. Okay. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Don't be a mamby-pamby, in other words. Be strong, because, my goodness. See the strength and power you have in me. Don't be afraid of them, church. Keep the faith that you have in you, the faith I give you. Remember, you have all authority from me. I am here to love. Love and fight for you. You know that you need me, and I am for you. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Ephesians 2, 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. James 1, 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. My answer to you and them, to have faith in me and in my words, My answer to you and them, to have faith in me and my words, the evidence of all things you've seen. Keep your hope and wisdom in the power of your God. My grace with you this morning and all the time. Mark 11, 22 through 24. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Actually, that says it can be read like this, have the God kind of faith. And then it's going to show you the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Oh, what wonderful scriptures. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is no fear, but all the love from me and the thoughts I have for you, church, lean on me. Do you understand? Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Trust in me. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for using us, for ministering through us and to us in your words this morning. And we look forward to another Wednesday Moed with you today. And folks, that will be 15 minutes past the hour, 12:15 here in the Ozarks. Hallelujah. And Brenda and the prayers, the faithful, faithful prayer mountain prayers will be there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll see you 15 minutes past the hour.
We'll see you then.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.